It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen. I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I think he's in trouble.
Julie, this guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
I'm chilling. How about you?
Namaste.
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. How about you, Pugs?
Salad. Black power.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Power to the people. I saw Black Klansman.
Did Dan like lose his place? It's like he's just giggling and he's getting like a schoolgirl for the all new Flesh Wound Network. This is our first official Flesh Wound Horror. Same show you're used to. Minus that now, since we do so much other than horror, we've decided to do more non-horror shows that we've already done, but we're going to push this one as horror. We always have Flesh Wound After Dark. We're starting a new one, Cherry Poppers, which will be up on Patreon now. Same with, we have the Jess Franco and Ilsa specials, both early access. You can hear those before they get released publicly, which you got at least 2 weeks probably on those. What else we have? We have other stuff coming up. We never really mention it on here, so sorry, Ozzy. We have KFWF, which is trivia, weird shit, and news. It's a whole thing. You should check it out. And Dan's starting his new show. What is it again?
Thoughts from that.
Thoughts from the hat.
There you go.
And look,
we're gonna have
look out. There's a Squared Circle Society.
Shit, how do we forget that? Squared Circle Society.
Yes, we have lots of stuff. We are even gonna have, and I'm sorry if I was distracted. I literally forgot to close Pornhub and I thought the audio was gonna go through.
That's what was distracting.
And then it just amused me because I was like, oh, I'm retarded. But yes, we also are going to have a debate, Terminator versus RoboCop. That's just a random thing. Ozzy started this discussion, and let's just say I feel very strongly. And I should say, versus, as in they're real, they're in the real world, who wins? And we will also have a RoboCop retrospective as well at some point. So we're going to have all kinds of...
I'm going to be backing up Ozzy if he needs a tag member, just because I have strong feelings about this too.
I don't know why. We might as well just call it right now because Dan's going to dig in his heels and he's not going to hear everything.
Oh,
it's
going to
be pointless.
I still think it would be fun to talk about or just to hang out, but yeah, he's hard-headed.
It's hard-headed, sir.
Hard-headed, my bad.
I fight for what I believe in.
No, you don't.
God damn it.
We
just
know.
Stand strong.
That's why he moved to Atlanta. He's trying to get shit back like it was in the good old days.
That's fucked up. Well, what I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to book it right here on the show. The RoboCop episode, the standalone franchise episode, is going to be called Bitches Leave.
Oh, well, that wasn't even a question. I mean, come on. Still one of my my favorite lines in all of movie history.
Which you can't do now in the...
we can change the guns to cunts.
Okay, we're starting early. Well, sorry. You know what? On that note, we might as well just go ahead. We did not pimp out our new Patreon. Dan?
Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Support us for... exclusive, uncensored, original content, a lot of which you will not get anywhere else but Patreon. And it helps us. It all starts at $1, you know, goes up to about $5. And then if you really want to get crazy, there's a couple, you know, things,
and
sexual favors.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know.
If you want to hear Dan's racial rants, that's real.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up. Lies. Fake news.
Jesus, you threw me off with that one, Pugs.
Sorry, but the truth hurts.
I know. I was going to say, that's what it was, Paige. The thing flashing at the bottom should have reminded me. No. Oh, yeah. Three new exclusives on Patreon this week. So.
Yes, lots. So now would be the time to support us. Like I said, it won't break the bank. I know times are tough.
If you can,
but if you want to hear,
we really appreciate that. And yeah. Thank you in advance. Yes. And thank you afterwards.
Absolutely. And if you want to support us and hear our bullshit taken to extreme heights, I like he said, I ain't fucking tapping on this debate on RoboCop and Terminator.
Yeah, so. We need more Patreon so Dan can get a microphone.
Dan has promised to get a microphone. Look, I got headphones. It's like, oh, you don't have headphones.
We have to shave you into like coming up into like the modern day. I am giving shit. Pugs doesn't have his, but his will be here by the next week.
Ordered mine.
We might even do an extra show once this is set up just to test it out.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna get it soon. I'm probably gonna get it and not know how to use the damn thing to set it up.
It's the hardest part will literally be Dan putting the arm together and has like three.
We should record that.
So the whole thing. All right, so Todd's like,
and then with this
we
phone,
need a new Roku. Your Roku is fucking old.
Hold on, wait. I didn't tell you to get that right now. You want Pornhub on your Roku? That's the. Because, you know, I've been telling you I told you when it was like super on sale for Black Friday. Oh, you should get it. And then it went away. So.
Well, I got a gig for a good price. Yes, I want Pornhub on my Roku. Who doesn't want Pornhub on their Roku? I didn't know that was a thing. And that's pretty fucking cool. So,
but I'm,
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, as we promised, this is like the new all horror show. Or the revamped horror show. Although Dan will be very excited when we talk about the horror porn in a future episode.
Oh, God. I am so excited.
You know what? That's going to be a screen grab, too. I can already tell. That was like when you got your pool party invitation. That's so good screen grab, too.
I should say not horror porn as in we're reviewing the horror porn.
Dan's making his own.
The website. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's good, guys. It's so fucking good.
Well, now you don't need to listen to the show because Dan already gave his opinion on it. So,
no, trust me. I'm going to talk more.
Go ahead, Bugs.
I don't doubt it at all. I was like, maybe we should reach out to horror porn and see if they want to fucking talk to us. But after Dan,
we'll take a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Hey,
Fleshlight to sponsor us. Flesh Wound, Fleshlight. We get the Dan. You get the Todd where it says no as you go in there. I don't know what mine will be, but I'll figure it out.
horror porn, if you need a sexy bearded man in a hat for like one of your movies, I'm totally down. I mean, come on, we'll take it to the next level.
That means
we'll take it to the next level. One. That's fucked up, Todd.
Okay.
I would rock that role. So, yes, we are talking horror movies here tonight in addition to all our bullshit. This episode is the Mile Die Club. Credit to Pug Stred for naming this one just like 10 minutes ago.
How come he's never given me credit for any of the ones I've named?
It's just a given.
Oh, is this clever?
Is this clever? Wow, that's fucked up. Right.
He's like, pugs talk so well.
I am not articulate at all.
Oh,
Todd, yeah. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Before I forget, at the very end, since it's not really horror related, but we're going to talk about it anyway because we will. We were going to discuss like the thoughts on the Oscars
trial. Oh,
yeah. You know what? We'll just do that. Yeah, I totally. Well, we were going to give our Oscar thing thoughts. We'll see how much time we got to the end.
Fucking Emmys bailed, so yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, for sure.
HBO Max is here, so that's fun.
What is it today?
On release date, yes.
Today, the 27th.
Yes, sir.
I got to set that up on my Roku.
Oh, God. Yeah. If we're going to go through all the stuff you need to do, we're going to have a separate show.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, you started it. You got to expose me that I wanted Pornhub on my Roku.
How is it expose you? You would have told that in like 30 seconds of, I want my Roku 4K so I can watch my porn.
Yeah, but still, it wasn't your story to tell. But anyways, all right.
Coming from the guy who tells everyone else's.
Afro Hose 36 on the big screen TV. Good for you.
Oh, that's
among other things. I change it up once in a while.
Nah.
All right. So, our first movie for the evening is
the documentary.
No, I thought we were going to close with the documentary.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll close with that.
I like how you're all on board and calling it a documentary.
Cool. I think Dan's like waiting for me and he's stalling because he already forgot what movie we're going to talk about.
Stalling.
Well, I have to get the graphic up, so it takes me a second. So,
yeah,
there you go.
This is a documentary. Right,
it was what I guessed. It was what I guessed. Here is the Blu-ray. I just wanted to make sure. All right. So,
easy
time. All right.
It's okay.
So, this. I just do it to fuck with you. So this movie, Hanukkah, is from writer-director Eben Magar, and it follows. A group of Jewish young adults are getting ready for the holidays, but are in for a festival of frights. With the help of a wise rabbi, they deduce that they are being targeted because they have violated Judaic law and that their only chance of survival is to embrace their faith. A horrifying new tale.
Have you guys, clever, have you guys seen the other poster, The Night Hebrew Came Home?
Oh, yes. I should have grabbed that one. I still like From the Dreidel to the Grave tagline.
Yeah, they marketed this pretty well.
Fucking it's brilliant.
So as much as I don't want to, Pugs, what did you think of that?
Why would you not want to? Anyway, as you guys know, I am a hardcore slasher fan. This delivers mostly hardcore slashers. They like when it's time to get brutal, they act like a rabbi and a little boy's penis. They just do not. They just cut it right up. Awesome. Yeah, it's brutal. It's freaking cool. It has its downfall, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But I want to be super general. This is a must-watch. I think this is awesome that the Jews. But yeah, the Jews finally get like a horror movie onto their own. Not like I'm not even gonna do it. But yeah, I'm glad they have someone they can call. Like, hey, there's my Michael Myers. There's my Jason. And it's connected to a holiday that there's really no horror about yet. So, bravo.
And Pugs.
Well, we do have Passion of the Christ. I mean, that's kind of like the hard.
Trying not to do this.
We don't have a Kwanzaa killer yet. Pugs, are you going to start working on that one?
Maybe I should. But
the Kwanzaa killer has to happen.
It's the Grinch, though, because they steal Christmas in that movie, right? But yeah, so Hanukkah, though. Hanukkah killer. Rad. I love the way this movie opens. I kind of wish that was the whole movie, but what I got was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some faults, Some of the acting's a little subpar, but it's good enough for me to have a good time. It kind of feels like a Frankenstein piece together. Like, I think they came back for pickups or something, and it didn't all mesh too well. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freaking love this thing. It was really cool. How about you guys?
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. I'm trying to. I mean, this is one of those that's like, when you hear the cast announce and the concept, you're like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Oh, they're going to fuck this up so bad. Because you got a 50-50, it always seems like. I was glad it was the latter. Wait, the latter? I don't remember which order I said. I'm glad it was good, and I really enjoyed it. Faults nonetheless. But here's the thing I always say when people are talking about modern slashers. Oh, like they'll use that for a reason why they didn't like it, but they liked the 80s ones. The 80s ones had all those fucking faults and more. So for it to be, I feel like a true slasher, it kind of needs those little things.
Very.
Or yeah, you get, or you true. Get like a, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I mean, I don't know what you did last summer.
I'm not, but I'm saying it's a little too crystal clean.
Gotcha.
Very true. Yeah, all right, so I had a blast with this. I really did. But I do have criticisms, if I'm being perfectly honest. But first, I want to say Sid Haig was creepy as fuck. Not a lot of screen time, but man, that opening where like he's naked and like walking. I mean, it's like, whoa.
Even the color palette.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And part of that is an issue because so as good as that opening was, I can see some people really being affected by the shift in tone. This does, like, after that opening, I was really expecting something more in the vein of Black Christmas. And, you know, we get a lot of sort of, I mean, it doesn't go like full trauma, but we do get a lot of that type of humor with, you know, the tampon and, you know, and the, you know, not, I'm not complaining, the lesbians, that's always very welcome, but, you know, we do.
Big fan.
Yes. Knows, you know, a lesbian. there you go. So, I mean, everything is here that you could want in a slasher. I mean, the gore's there, the nudity's there. It feels like a very sleazy, nasty little movie. And I'm not complaining. The humor, I thought it was really funny. PJ Souls, her little part, and the dude thinking she wanted to fuck him. And, you know, the names get some cool moments, and like I said, Sid Haig, not a ton of screen time, but he makes an impression.
Absolutely.
It's just that again, that shift in tone. It feels like this is going to be a really hardcore, down and dirty, nasty slasher, and it's not. It does, and I can see that being the biggest issue for people. I don't want to give the impression that I didn't have a fucking blast with this. I think it's really cool that they have now, you know, a Jewish slasher, and the actor who escaping Joe Netter, I believe, that played the killer, I thought was very,
guy, right?
Very good. Yeah. And like I said, again, the humor still works. I loved the mall Santa. My favorite line in this, are you a mall Jew? That one had me laughing. But, you know, we get to, like, the sex scene where she's talking about micro dick and everything. I'm like, okay, this is not the tone.
That was funny as fuck, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's juvenile enough. But you're right. As it's kind of, like, out of place in the movie, but
mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's uneven, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun as fuck. And I would not mind seeing another one. And I should say,
that's probably a good thing.
Victoria DeMar, of course, is in it. She's excellent. We just interviewed her.
We will be interviewing her tomorrow.
Yes. And God damn it, Todd, you always got to Vermeer.
I'm sorry, you, Dan.
Yeah.
But I did, and there's horror pedigree on this. I mean, Henry Manfredini, Felisa Rose even is a producer on this. I was kind of expecting her to maybe have a featured role, and she didn't. But Dick Miller, I mean, come on. Great seeing him again. Caroline Williams, who also goes all out in a very small role.
She's been known to. But Dick Miller, his part actually could have been cut out entirely, and it would have been fine. But
yeah.
It's Dick Miller.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. So.
Did you see his doc?
That guy, Dick?
Yeah. It's a good one. But yeah, like I said, great fitting end for Sid Haig. Did they confirm that he shot this after Three from Hell?
This is like his last thing is what I remember them promoting.
Okay.
I thought Three from Hell was last, and then this was just released after.
See, I thought it was both. Okay. I don't know. I know it makes the claim of his last film, and I've always heard that, like, when I remember when Three from Hell was coming out, they're like, oh, it's his last movie, and then, well, no, it's really not.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the big one, so people are going to always call it the last movie. So, but
yeah, no, it's this. I think as much as I still had a good time with Three from Hell, this one probably, as far as his performance, is a little more fitting. He makes an impression in a small role, and yeah, great seeing him. I think he still has a couple things that he shot a while back that are still not out. Well, they're on VOD maybe, but they haven't had physical releases. So hopefully we get a couple more doses of Sid Haig, but so many great movie memories with him. And Hanukkah is one of them. Like I said, again, just be prepared for some raunchy humor kind of mixed into a banging horror opening. So, gentlemen, what do you rate it?
Well, I would like to give it a 5. However, I can't because of what you said. But I can go 4.5 and be solid as fuck because I love this fucking movie. So 4.5.
Yeah, I'm actually on par with Pugs. That was my I'm a 4.5 too. I want to. Like, I'm the same way. I mean, it's the slasher fan of me would say it's a 5, but
as a whole, I can't.
Yeah.
This is one of these ones. I don't want to be the turd in the punch bowl, but I guess somewhat, because I have to go critic versus, you know, just me and the.
Oh, now you want to do that.
Disrespectful.
3.5.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
A blast. It's still a really fun movie, but it has its faults. And there will be some of you who are going to have a bigger issue with some of the faults. And I also want to shout out James Balsamo, who I worked with on that movie I cover in Dan's movie, Misadventures.
Last part coming soon, exclusively on Patreon. So I got one more part to put up.
He's excellent. He's always hilarious. The scene that I was on, I wasn't in the scene or anything with him, but I sort of was, I guess. He was also had a sex scene, and that guy's fucking hilarious. I'm sure that I'm sure he probably did some improv on this one as well. And so shout out to James Balsamo. Always good seeing you. I didn't know he was in this. So
no spoilers, but it looks like we may be getting another telling of the story too in the future. So stay tuned for after the credits.
Oh yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I thought I was.
Dan's like what? We got to stay tuned. You really confused him.
I thought you were talking about me.
I know that's
not.
My bad.
It's not hard, Pugs.
It's not all about you, Dan.
I know.
Well, hey, all right.
So our next film is. I still laugh at the fact that this exists. Barbie and Kendra Save the Tiger King from, of course, Full Moon, And all right, so I do not have a synopsis for this.
Well, this is when you tell your producer ahead of time, and he has one ready to go, versus scrambling around for one when it's taking me, you know. What did?
Well, I was gonna wing it.
Well,
From Full Moon and Charles Band, I'm, Barbie and.
I was literally going to read the official synopsis, which is, after narrowly escaping the contagious catastrophe of Corona zombies, ditzy American beauties Barbie and Kendra battle the deadliest foe yet, social distancing boredom. Hooked on binge-watching a television show about a man and his tigers on a nature channel, the two ladies hatch the perfect plan to save the Tiger King himself. From the living rooms of L.A. to the wilds of Africa, our dynamic duo embark on a curve-flattening journey to free Joe from a face worse than Carol Baskin. It's a bungle in the jungle as Barbie and Kendra continue their quest to survive the panic of the pandemic. And this, the next Corona-sploitation caper from the studio that never sleeps, Full Moon. Now, I'm just going to say it right now. That was better than whatever Dan was going to try to wing.
I was going to say, that's longer than the fucking movie.
But thank you. So I got to ask before I get into my thoughts. Fair to say Ogero watches Big Pussy Network? You no-sold the fuck out of that. That was like a pedigree on Ultimate Warrior. Shit. I was like, that's an in-joke. I know they don't get it, but I thought it was pretty funny. But all right. Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck. Cricket's chirping. Like, goddamn, well, fuck you. All right. So yes. First off, I just want to say kudos to Full Moon for getting two movies made during a global pandemic.
Looks like it's gonna hit three.
It probably will hit three before it's truly over. I know it's kind of going back now, but still, I bet in another week or two we'll get another one.
Second wave.
So this.
Oh yeah. No, we were talking about another incident they could use.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit they could do with this, actually. I mean,
I know Pugs is just like thinking about it. He doesn't know it, does he?
No.
What?
Is it the police?
I'm gonna.
Barbie and Kendra save a black guy.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
He's throwing me. Fuck. All right. So this is a sequel to Corona Zombies. That's fucked up, son of a bitch. So
did you own him?
Yeah. So this is a sequel to Corona Zombies. So it does function. It does fall under horror, and So Leslie Gordon is the
voice. This is our first flesh wound horror. I'm just gonna say that, and this was already planned before the official name change. So we're slipping this one in because it's got a few zombies and
jungle adventures. I mean
that which so, unless it's Mountain of the Cannibal God or Cannibal Ferox.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching this. How fucking funny would be if they were legally allowed to have Cannibal Holocaust spliced in here.
That
can you imagine, like, dude, Joe Exotic's pet turtle? And now, like,
he's like ripping it staring apart. At the girl on the pole. I wish that was fucking Carol Baskin.
I guess we have something to do now.
Fan edit. Fan edit. Oh,
would that be a Dan edit?
Oh God!
Oh, they're all, I got another screen cap there.
She's getting plowed by the cannibals. It's like, you know why that's happening? Carol fucking Baskin.
Dude, the cheater ceremony. Just put her face on it.
Oh man. Well, I should say this is, of course, another kind of splice-in movie. And the two movies in this one are Terror in the Jungle and Luana, the Girl Tarzan.
I've never seen either of those, so it was all new. It was like Pugs with the last one. It was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
How perfect is it with a little boy carrying around a stuffed tiger? Like,
right?
That's amazing.
The voice was good. Daddy!
That was, I mean, and his voice, who is he voiced by again?
Leslie Jordan.
There we go. Leslie Jordan.
Yes. So that was pretty amusing. I liked the quote, an all American boy with an insatiable taste for pussy.
That's not true. I was gonna make a Leslie Jones joke, but the moment has passed.
She
comes from the jungle. Passed. Oh no, sold me. Okay.
Pugs is black for you new listeners, and that's why he can make that joke. So I'm just gonna throw it out. If you're not watching on YouTube,
I behaved on the Hanukkah shit, so.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, you probably think Dan owns us both.
Oh. Massive Dan.
So he's like, make sure I'm the first square every show.
That's lies. You're the one who's like, I gotta make the squares right. Todd Rain.
I'm Rain-ranning it.
Make the squares white, Dan? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Make them right. Okay. Make them right. Okay. Gotta watch. Todd's like, gotta watch Wapner. Gotta watch Wapner. Make the squares right. Make the squares right.
There you go, Dan. There, it's wider now.
It's messed
up. I'm leaving it the whole show now.
So
no, I'm not.
I slightly favor Corona Zombies, to be honest, but this was fun. I mean, I've seen To Catch a Predator. That was
fucking gold line.
And it's weird. Like, you basically have a straight interview with John Reinke
in the middle
of this. Yeah, it's just like they're just normal interview, which I thought was kind of weird.
Girlfriend or his current girlfriend? Yeah. You calling him what? Robot legs, magic legs, whatever.
You think he takes the leg off and like diddles her with like that clown?
If he doesn't stump that bitch, that is a waste. Like, why else would you be with someone like that? Stumper.
Using the stomp or the actual leg?
No, leave the fake leg gone. Stump that bitch. Wear like a boot, like a pirate boot, like a pirate. Wear like
peg
a
leg.
Peg leg. Thank you. Peg.
There you go.
Dan, you know that stuff. So my thoughts on this one, I thought it was dorky as shit, but it is funny as hell. So seeing little fucking Joe Exotic running around cursing people out and just like, you know, being a dandy in the jungle. Fucking funny.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. And he's just holding his tiger the entire time, his stuffed tiger the entire time. It's goofy. But it is a good time. It's only, 70 minutes, so I don't feel violated at all. I had fun. I'd recommend if you want to have fun, too. You got 80 minutes. Pop it in. Have a laugh. Have a piece of pizza.
If you're a fan of Riff Tracks or Mystery Science Theater, yeah, you'll dig it.
Are you excited about the possibility of the next one, Dan?
I am. I'm honestly, let's be real with these movies. They're better than a lot of other stuff Full Moon puts out.
Has anyone else watched the Blade trailer for the new Puppet Master?
I have not.
No.
Well, maybe we'll close with that. maybe.
Yeah, we can do.
We'll see.
I
felt bad that
Ryan, the new Puppet Master, even though it had like nothing to do with Full Moon, but that's my favorite
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, that one's fucking awesome.
What's the
that's not
title?
Full Moon, but yeah.
The Littlest Reich.
The Littlest Reich. Fuck yeah. So good.
I had a blast. I'd almost rather Full Moon not do them anymore. I just don't think they can. I mean, nothing against them. It's just the money's not there anymore.
But if they make a Joe Exotic puppet in Puppet Master, I'm fucking all for it.
That would be cool. He needs to get out and start doing like B movies. I felt bad for Reinke's, like he's only made like 12 grand. over on all of this. Like
so
one of them,
far, he's gonna make more later. He'll be fine.
They need to make some Joe Ranky legs.
Yeah, he's got a gimmick. Like, put him on like Survivor. Let him do the reality show circuit or something. You know, like you know, any one of them could
throw him on Jenny Jones.
What's that race? Oh shit! What's that? What's that? Amazing race.
Yeah. Aryan race.
No, the show.
That's the amazing race. Come on, he got it.
So
these are your beliefs, Dan.
What? Put him with the girl that got her arm, or the guy that got his arm torn off, and make him a team on that.
She should be careful. The last athlete that had like metal legs ended up fucking killing his girlfriend with a shotgun. You remember this?
I miss that.
Really?
Not all amputees kill their girlfriend, I'm sure.
So far.
They stomp them. They don't kill them.
I'll send you the link, Todd.
Please do.
I forgot the name.
But yeah, I dug this, and Robin Sidney, great seeing her in it. She's freaking gorgeous. I wonder if she like has her like goes around like coughing on Charles Band shit at this point. She wants that castle. She wants the castle, freak castle. It's like, come on, you old fuck. Come on. Come on, pandemic. Come on.
Get it. So I Google No Legs Murder's Wife, and it popped up. It's Oscar Pistorius.
Pretorius.
There you go. So you knew the whole time, Dan?
Yeah.
Fucker.
What? I thought you did too. I thought you were just.
No, I don't know the name. And I was trying to tell Todd. But yeah, that dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we rate this? Yeah. We have not. I was already jumping the gun.
Yeah, go ahead.
3.5, with the recommendation of watching it.
Yeah, I'm actually on par with 3.5 too. If you, especially if you like the last one, you'll really like this one. If you like the last one, this is going to bump it up. But
yeah, I'll give this one a 3.5 too. Like I said, it's kind of obviously this isn't a standard movie. There is more stuff outside of the splice though. Like I said, the interview was a little odd, but it's a good time. It'll put a smile on your face. Yeah. You know. And I did want to point out that I thought was interesting is how they kind of actually call out Joe Exotic for some of the shitty things he actually did. I know there's a lot of like Free the Tiger King, but it's like, yeah, I don't think he deserves 22 years either, but he did some fucked up shit. He deserves to be
fucked. He should be out for time served.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be good with him maybe doing a couple years, but, you know.
Well,
I don't think they...
That dangerous criminal, Joe Exotic. They let all the other ones out for Corona. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're letting rapists out, California.
Calm down, then.
It's true.
All right. Subject change. Idiot.
Subject change. All right, so our next film is Exorcism at 60,000 Feet from Troma favorite Chad Barron, who directs this one, which I thought was really cool. We all know that air travel can be hell, but on the last flight of a transatlantic passenger airliner, things turn positively demonic when a pandemic of infernal possessions breaks out, spreading from passenger to passenger and eventually to the pilot. In order to land safely and survive, a priest, a rabbi, and the surviving crew must band together against the most ungodly turbulence imaginable. A wild horror comedy featuring genre faves Robert Miano, Bai Ling, Lance Henriksen, Bill Moseley, Kevin J. O'Connor, and Adrian Barbeau, Exorcism at 60,000 Feet will have you screaming in the aisles. But remember, in case of emergency landing, please keep your tray tables and crucifixes in the upright positions at all times. All right, so needless to say, this is a comedy. Pretty much a full-on comedy. So
thanks for sticking on brand, Dan. I'm putting over all horror. Oh, it's a comedy.
No, it's still horror, but this is more. If you don't be finished,
well,
God damn it. This one's a little bit more scary movie than Snakes on a Plane, I would say. But the gore is there. There is gore. There is, you know, some also lesbians. We got some nice lesbian action on this show, which is nice. You know I'm going to point it out. And I get boobs. So that's good. I'm going to say this right now. Bai Ling. Holy shit. I still... Yeah.
Is this what the whole show is, Dan? Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Bai Ling's adorable.
Okay.
And she actually probably steals the show here. She's very, very funny. She's a good comedic actress.
She used to be a boy. Spoilers.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. This one's not a... Ah, shut up.
Why?
This one wasn't afraid to be politically incorrect with some of the humor too, which is surprising and refreshing nowadays. I have more to say, but hot tag. Who wants to go next?
John, I think you should go. I'd be going first, maybe.
Okay. Now I got to stall. Yes. No, I know. Well,
he's Mr. Skinning.
And no, I'm.
Who's the girl with the big jugs?
Oh, that is Stephanie Petty. I was going to put her over in my segment.
By all means, please.
Okay.
Sorry. You put her over, I'd bend her over.
since Pugs threw me under the barrel, I was in the middle of Irish producing. So that awkward, quiet, sorry, my bad. Stephanie Petty, yeah, she was hot as shit. I don't know what Dan's talking about.
Why you got to put that out, Todd? Why you always objectify?
Okay,
Todd?
First off, how often do I? Do I do it every show, four times a show like Dan? No. You cannot call me out, Dan. So sit there and smile with your stupid fucking hat on.
He's horny.
All right. I fucking loved this movie. It was fucking... it was batshit. The cast was great. The effects were great. Joe Castro, as always, did some good shit. I'm a fan of this one.
And the Richard Band score too. Oh, yeah. It's had a lot of talent behind it. What'd you think, Pugs?
I'm not as in love with it as Todd is, but I think it's a great freaking time. Lance Hendrickson, get the fuck out of my cockpit. Stephanie, what's her ass, is top notch. I love the fact that they're going to Vietnam and they have the Asian crew and they're funny. Yeah. Now, this is a horror comedy, but when it's time to deliver gore, I appreciate when they do deliver gore, and they do. It's gross. There's a puke gag that was fucking nasty.
Damn.
That was funny. What else? I really enjoyed, I forgot his name, but the dude from The Mummy and The Mummy Returns.
Kevin J. O'Connor.
That dude. It was bugging me. I'm like, I know this fucking guy. And then imagine with the mustache. And but it starts off darker, then leads to a lighter tone. So don't let that opening scene fool you. You're in for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all around, this is very, very enjoyable. Dan?
What was the line when he, like, I think it's like when he jumps out the window. He's like, that works too. Or when he tossed out the window. This one had some really funny bits. And, I mean, it's not afraid to get stupid, but it doesn't get too stupid, if that makes sense. The humor was really spot on for me. And I love the dwarf with the Tourette's that, you know, you can't tell when he's like actually possessed. I thought that was
when he got cornered by the fucking priest and rabbi and the mom like, I know what you guys are into. Holy crap.
And then the lesbians. It's like, that's hot.
You know what sucks, Dan? I'm now associated you with that. So as soon as they started getting down, I'm like, oh, Dan's gonna love this. And then he killed it for me.
Welcome to my world.
You can just now picture me making that face and that picture Todd thought was so hilarious.
That shit was fucking gold. You'd be nicer. I'm posting it up in here.
Well, you can get anybody in the middle of a facial reaction and make it look like they're
facial.
Okay. That was like forcing my hand and making me do it.
But this one, again, and the actors get a lot to do also. So it's not like, oh, okay, I bet Bill Moseley just pops up for 2 seconds or Adrienne Barbeau pops up for 2 seconds. Adrienne Barbeau and her dog. That was funny as hell. And there is some good gore in this too. I really was surprised. This is one of those movies you kind of look at and it's like, it's definitely 50-50. This could just be really dumb. And the humor worked. You know, obviously you're not expecting high level frights with this one, but yeah, I had a blast, and I'd have to say Bai Ling probably stole the show. She's really, really good.
She had my favorite line of the whole movie, which is like, this one time the Jews are right.
Yes, and you know what's weird for this one too, for a Scream Factory release of a new film?
It's there.
There are actually...
It's their film. It's from Shout.
I was going to say Shout, right?
Yeah, Shout Studio.
Well, yeah. Well, it's also Girls and Corpses, but there are a lot of extras on this, which is rare. And there's a pretty cool birthday party they threw for Bill Moseley. So you actually get some cool extras too. So on this one, I am a 4. I had a blast. I thought this was really fucking fun.
Pugs?
4. I have to agree with Dan. You got a 5?
Yeah, I really fucking liked it.
Not even surprised. That's good. Yeah, it's a good time. I recommend. Even though I give it a 4, I say fucking watch that shit. It's
not like a 4 is bad shit.
No, I know, but like usually I'm sucking the dick out of everything and like
like that.
I wish I wasn't saying that while you wrote that.
You altered it.
I did not alter it.
Oh. Todd, why did you give this one a 5? Let's be real. What put it over for you?
He loved it.
I don't know what the fuck that
oh,
is.
Oh, you're talking about Stephanie?
Yeah, oh, that's
fucking odd as shit.
Hey, we're talking about I give it fucking 10.
Right. But here's the thing, Dan. There's plenty of hot bitches in shitty movies, and I'm not going to fucking be like, oh, this movie was the greatest thing ever. But she didn't hurt.
There you go.
Oh, we didn't give any love to... Oh fuck! What's her name? Gin and Juice? Whatever the fuck.
That's never gonna do this now, Dan. Your pictures are just gonna be up there. Go ahead, continue talking, Dan.
Gin and Juice, though,
from
right?
Our Jeff Franco show. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
From our Jeff Franco show. So that tells you,
Dan.
How good
Pugs
that
was trying to talk. Come on.
Moments passed.
What?
I was trying to talk about Gin and Juice's boobs, but you're fucking it up. So anyway, she had nice boobs too, Dan. I'm just hopping on your train.
Oh,
Gin.
I can't see anybody. That's what's making it hard.
I can hear you. Ugh, it's making it hard.
There. You can't see us when I take your video away?
Yeah, you kind of had it messed up.
No. So when I take your video away, you can't see?
For a minute there, it went to like the blood screen.
Oh, no, that was because I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
so easy to confuse them.
Yeah, so that
was
I was
thinking. Also, Dan, don't explain it. Just let it go.
Lena Romay.
That's not why you're making the face. You want me to tell you exactly what that is from? From you doing what I tell you every fucking show not to do. Look up while you're doing the fucking countdown. And that's why you don't look up when you do the countdown. Next time it's going to be a gift.
Yes, it wasn't even on the show.
No, it was on the show.
All right.
No, that was. Oh,
no, it wasn't.
Actually, that one was because it said women in prison. Okay, well, if you're still listening, we're just going to tell you now we're kind of going off the rails. So
we're going off.
I know that was on the rails, if you can believe it. We're going to talk about. What are we going to talk about, Dan? What episode of what new television series on Netflix?
We are going to talk about. I don't know if this is a good idea. But we are going to be talking about the new Netflix series, Trial by Jury, specifically the episode.
Isn't it Trial by Media?
Yeah, it is. Tribal Media. Dan did it up. I also wanted to kind of talk about the Jenny Jones one too. I think we all watched it.
I did not get to see that one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one too, Pugs.
Don't ruin it for him, because yeah, that is a good, really good one. And that's a case I remember.
I know the story. I just haven't seen the episode.
Yeah, I don't. There's nothing really new in that one, but it's interesting.
Okay. Well, I had a blast watching this, so I'm going to devour that once I get a chance.
Okay. I think I got one left, maybe one or two. All right. I'm throwing this to Pugs. This is like his favorite movie come to life, or vice versa. This is what created his one of his favorite movies.
I legitimately think that this movie is the first time I saw a pair of boobs, so I think it has a big deal to do with it. So this is the case that inspired the movie The Accused. It's what? Big Dan's Tavern.
Big Dan's Tavern. Dan's new name. Yeah. Big Dan the Adventurer.
So this was news to me. I didn't realize it was like all Portuguese.
Men?
like a neighborhood. So, and like they took it very personal. And the movie has a way happier ending than this one. Because fucking, how spoilery are we getting here? Are we going to give people a chance to watch this? Or?
Well, it's true crime. I mean.
Yeah, but I didn't know. She died like 2 years after she testified in a car accident, which is very, very fucking sad.
She was hammered. Drink and drive.
Or don't, if you need smokes, don't go get it at a bar.
Yeah.
Apparently you're asking for it.
apparently you can't anymore.
Oh, that's good. So did I even say what it's about? The Accused. So this one lady, who they refrained from saying her name until the stupid judge let it out in the courtroom.
I was going to say, it's like, what the fuck? People were retarded in 83.
They still are, Dan, if you haven't looked around.
So this poor girl was went to the bar just to get some smokes, and she saw her friend. She's like, "Oh, they have a drink." And apparently, it's nothing like the movie, because these dudes like tackled her down, dragged her on the floor, raped her there, took her on the pool table, raped her there. And I was like, "Oh my god, I am losing. I'm getting lightheaded because blood is going somewhere else."
And he's like, "Where's the goddamn fucking ping pong?"
Yeah, where's the pinball machine? On a pool table? Fuck that. that's way lame. So they go over, like, does the media help or does it hinder the trial process? So you're left to decide that. But wow, this case, holy crap. The fucking Leo Rossi, not guilty, which is awesome. Because we'll get there later. But the rapist got pounded. But they did it, so they should.
Yeah.
But I found this episode fascinating on a fucking subject I prided myself on knowing. I guess I just know the movie, not the actual case, so I gotta do more research. I dug it. What about you, dudes?
Yeah, the one thing I was going to throw in there as my train of thought goes away.
You run a train.
Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, well, all right. So what really blew my mind with this is just how many fucking pieces of shit lived in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Well, they were Portuguese, Dan. We understand your hate.
I just said in Bedford. I didn't say they were all Portuguese.
I read between the lines.
So anyways, the guy that they're in, that they're interviewing on Donahue, who stands up. Donahue's got some really, and he's just sitting there like, maybe she was trying to lay a couple guys, you know? And it's like, I've seen it before.
That's the one thing that was so like weird watching it. How many women were even like, oh, well, how was she dressed? And like, women didn't want to come forward when they were getting raped. And then the fucking media tells everyone your name.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it happened again.
That judge is a tard.
Kate Faber.
Yeah,
we all know that name.
he meant well, but yeah, he's fucking retarded. I see it to a degree. I don't want to say you're asking for it if you dress provocatively, because you're not. But be smart about it. Not everyone's a good person. So you can't control what people do, but you can control what you do. Just be smart.
It is, though, like, so fucked up, like, some of those reactions. I mean, you're watching this.
20 man legends.
Yeah. And then you have, like, those I mean, of course, again, it ended up becoming, like, a race thing, unfortunately.
Usually does.
And then you got 3,000 people in the streets, and it's like, wow.
flag, and then that fucking bitch who looks like she killed Selena, she's like, she was probably asking for it. She's worth less than these dudes. You fucking bitch.
And it's like they weren't really called on any of that. It was just like a valid, like, opinion. I mean, at that time, and it's like you're looking at it and you're thinking, like, man.
Well, this is all the good old days, though. You want, right, Dan? Fuck, you're always talking about how shitty it is right now and how much better it used to be. I mean, so this is what you want again?
Maybe not if you're a woman and a
or a person of color, or different sexual orientation, anything but that. As long as you knew, like white and white and not poor.
Shut up, bro.
Middle class and higher, you're good.
God damn it!
Well, you said it.
I didn't say it was poor, and I didn't say 83.
Word.
I'd like to go back even to like 29. I'll take 2019 at this point. But anyways, I mean, it's interesting seeing this. I mean, there's certain things that are kind of similar to the movie, but yeah, the movie's totally different. I mean, I felt like now maybe there's a deleted scene in The Accused where, like, Leo Rossi, like, 2 years later, he gets out of jail and he, like, mows her down with a monster truck or something.
It's not too late.
But honestly, I will say this episode's going to make a lot of people mad because, it really was.
It is fucked up when you're watching it. So
yeah, but it's informative. Like,
yeah. Well,
knowing's half the battle, to quote G.I. Joe. I think it's G.I. Joe.
It is.
Okay, yeah. Fucking G.I. Joe. You gotta learn history so you don't fucking repeat itself. Like, just... Yep. I don't want to victim blame. Because she wasn't asking for it at all. She was, like, she just went in there minding her own fucking business, and these drunk assholes, and that is not a fucking reasonable excuse to fucking rape somebody like that. Or at all. Just be smart. I be aware of your surroundings, ladies and
it's gentlemen. It's an amazing thing to even try and comprehend, because really, because like I could not, and it happened, but it's hard for me to wrap my head around it, because if I'm in a bar and something like that's going on, I chance the ass kicking. I mean, I'm going to intervene. Maybe I'll get the absolute fucking shit beat out of me, but I think it would be more than one.
You get raped too. Like,
fuck him in the head. In the header.
Header. And that's me chanting.
Yeah.
Is this in the VFW?
I don't.
They do have a pool table.
Pinball machine or nothing. Maybe you get. So your asshole's safe.
I don't think they. You might get the pool cue up the keister, but I don't know. I don't think you'd actually get like fucked, but yeah, I mean, that's like the one I'm looking at. I'm like, 2 hours? Nobody like just like, hey, enough, like there's always
time next.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I'd like to know how many people were in the ball.
20.
Like how many total? Did they say 20?
There was at least 20. And only 2 were charged for cheering on, which that's pretty fucked up. So if you just mind your own damn business, like fucking Walter in Big Lebowski, I'm drinking my drink.
What's your position, assuming 100% they were cheering? 100% they were cheering on. they should be punished, right? I mean, if you could prove it with the, if they were on video or something, like, you got to get something. Like, you're sitting there witnessing somebody being tortured.
You could go with, what if they're too scared to do anything and they cheer,
but you're laughing and you're cheering nervous, it on.
So you don't get, I don't know.
Yeah. This is tough. Hard. Because, okay. See something, say something.
Quietly walk away and call the cops that, on a
that's phone. Probably the best solution. If you, I probably would have been the dumbass. Like, hey, you guys need to knock this shit off. And then scoot him out of the way, and then I take my turn. Or pretend I'm going to take my turn and then just take her.
That's a joke. Okay. Oh, you fixed it. Okay.
No, that was the joke.
Yeah. See, but like, and then some people are raised like, that's not my business. I and you're fucking gangster and shit. I don't see shit. But then also, if you're a respectable gangster, you're like, you can't allow that to happen. So, yeah. And then also you're fucking terrified because everybody in the crowd's fucking hooting and hollering and like, you're a drunk idiot too. I honestly, this is just worst case scenario all around. And they are pieces of shit for just launching against anybody. As much as I joke about rape and stuff, but rape jokes are funny, rape is not.
Yeah, but I don't know. I go back to it again. You could have quietly walked out, and I can understand. I mean, I guess I can't.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
No, 100. I'm not a tough guy. I don't claim to be. Backpedaling out the door. Like, no, that situation. I mean, now of course. I mean, you can covertly just hit a cell phone and get the cops there. I mean, I guess, but
videotaping this for later, but,
right?
But I mean, all you have to do is dial 911 and they'll end up coming to the bar. But, you know, nah, I would physically intervene. Hopefully that doesn't lead to a deliverance scenario. But we know what happens to the fat guy in deliverance. But I, you know,
they have him over the ATM.
He puts on his hat. I'm on an adventure now.
That's fucked up. God damn. That's fucked up. Got to mess with my hat, too. I mean,
no,
that's worse. That's worse. And they did. Like, the fucking shitty part is, like, I didn't realize she was a parent. She had, like, a 2-year-old at home with, like, asthma or some breathing fucking disorder. It's like, guys, knock it off. Although, if this didn't happen, I wouldn't get one of my favorite movies, so.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just like, it does feel like a totally different like time. I mean, I cannot, even if it's just 20, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to imagine there wasn't like one that's just like, all right, I get a shank, jab one of them in the fucking eye, and dude, you
two
know.
Fucking hours though. That's longer than the actual Accused movie. That's, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, damn, man. That's like, that's so fucked up. But I actually, things like that happen all the time. That, you know, that something like that has happened somewhere today or is happening right now. But I don't think you would. I don't think you would have like those kinds of side reactions of like, oh, well. I mean, although only I will say,
people don't want to lose their fucking job. There are some scumbags out there. They're like, yeah, give it to her. She was asking for it the entire time. No means yes. No means
well, you get some smart asses, but I don't think you'd have like some of those people like legitimately thought they were right. Like, it's like, okay, what is your basis for she was asking?
What do you
like,
think about the part that about when they like stuck their dicks in her mouth? Is this them grasping for straws, or
did I miss something?
I took it out. Are you? And it crushed her. I face. She opened her mouth. I put it in. That's this is what he said. This is what he said.
I heard when the guy was talking about like pulling it out
because he asked her for a
say it again job. For say it again so Dan understands. Catch him up.
So he asked her for a blowjob and she just laughed it off.
Yeah,
she laughed it off. So he took it out and brushed it across her fucking mouth and cheek. And I guess she just opened her mouth, probably in fucking shock. Like, he fucking, I can't believe this asshole did it. And then, plop, right in her fucking mouth. I'm like, oh, well, Now there's a dick in it.
Well, remember, that's coming from him.
That's what I said. What did you think about that part is what I was asking.
Even, well, let's say hypothetically, like, there was some joke and maybe she just like, oh, yeah, like, or something.
Oh, that's another thanks, Dad.
But, you know, that's still not an excuse. I mean,
I didn't say that. I was asking if you thought that happened.
I really don't.
I think that happened. I think she was shocked as fuck. Like, what is your fucking deal, you Portuguese piece of shit? Get your dick out of me.
I believe he pulled his dick out. I don't believe she was like willingly sucking it. But even if she was,
I didn't say she was sucking. You know, just popped in there.
Yeah.
But I do believe the prosecution, when she said, "Cause this is fucked up." So before you can prove their guilt, you have to prove how her innocence or how truthful the victim is. Like, that's just fucked up. Like, I always want to believe the victim. So, and if she's lying, by all means, reverse the role. She gets whatever they were going to give the dude. In this case, they fucking totally did it. You all need to believe her, even though she's there. And the defense's job is to make her unbelievable. And I think they did a great job. I always get mad when I see it. I'm like, you don't have to answer that. They're belittling you. The prosecution can call an objection and everything like that. It's just annoying. I thought this fucked up. It's fucked up.
Yeah, that defense attorney, like, ooh, I was just like, man, you would not get away with that now.
Yeah, you would. But,
well,
that's his job.
In a way, I guess. In a way, I guess, yeah, it's your job, and you have to come up with some way to rip the person apart. But isn't it almost, like, let's be real. In 2020 now, social media, you know, just modern technology, you could find something from anybody to sort of, you know, say, oh, well, look at these texts she sent, or look at this Instagram picture. You could make that same case with anybody.
We get accused of some bullshit, they watch one episode of our show. We are lifers. Yes, totally. But now if they watch the entire episode and I'm like, oh, no, rape jokes are funny. Rape is not actually funny. Murder is funny.
Yeah.
Murder jokes are funny. Murder is kind of funny. It depends on who it gets murdered. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it also could be spun in any different way.
Exactly. No, definitely. So, I don't know. I feel really bad for the girl, and I kind of wonder like what her kids are doing now, how they are handling it. I mean, it's just, man, it's. I really wanted, and I couldn't find any info. I tried, of course. I just watched this today, so I wasn't able to deep dive. But I was trying to see any updates on the convicted themselves and like what they're,
they said that,
well, they did, but like where are they now?
He wants to know where you can go get their autographs and hang out.
That's
what I kind of wanted.
Just hand him your accused DVD, have him sign that.
I gotta learn Portuguese. Can you sign this, please?
We'll take Caesar, close enough. His lump's Portuguese.
I was gonna say they can interact. Oh, Dan, you're telling me different for a fact thing. That if you met one of those fucking pieces of shit, you wouldn't be like, oh my god, that's you. Have you a photo? No?
That
didn't stop you? Selfie time.
Oh, that was
that would be the greatest thing ever.
Making it like. I met the of course they were totally innocent, but I met the West Memphis guys or two of them.
I know some and the director that are still believe that they did it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all there's DNA evidence. We all know
they're saying that shit. Yeah, I'm with you. They're saying let's say that for different.
Yeah, we should talk about that case. That is a fun, an interesting one. Fun.
I haven't revisited Paradise Lost.
I haven't either.
Fucking forever. So yeah, I'm in. There's three of those fucking things.
Yeah, and then there's another movie just called West Memphis.
West of Memphis. And then there's two.
What was the one?
Regular movies. There's two feature films, and there's West of Memphis, which was the most recent. Yeah,
that's the documentary.
Plugging. Yeah, that's what the director's dead now, but that's what they were plugging when I met them. And I think it was Monster Mania. I can't remember where I met them.
I've never met Damien Eccles, but I was at a Marilyn Manson show, and he came out and introduced him. That was kind of cool. He's so fucking pale.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, dude.
I forget the names, but I know there's the one guy that's not doing particularly well. Those guys each deserve, like, 100 million fucking
I don't want to go that far, but yeah, they do need some compensation.
Yeah, that long in prison, dude, I mean, I'd want that, and I'd want, like, every, like, Podunk, Hayseed fuck to, like, just
you know what?
Get fucking
Brendan,
cornhole
Brendan Dassey,
by a horse.
That's who I feel bad for. Because even if he murdered that lady, he is way too stupid to stand trial. He did not know what he was doing. Yeah. If he did it, he's stupid.
Well, there's DNA evidence. We all know who did it.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about
that. Why don't we save that for the future show that we just kind of decided?
I was talking about making a murderer, though.
I know.
Yeah. And he needs to go to WrestleMania whenever that shit happens.
So, all right. So, yeah. Are we looking at this trailer now?
No, we are not.
All right.
Well, you guys should watch The Accused and then watch our commentary or listen to our commentary on The Accused.
Yes.
And it's still heart. It's one of my all-time favorites. Sorry.
Yeah, and I also want to say you guys will also enjoy the Subway Killer episode. That one's
interesting. Oh, I like Jared Fogle?
No. That needs to happen, though.
We need the Who Wants to, Megan Marries a Millionaire episode. We need that one. Oh, but we do get the Jenny Jones one, so that was cool.
That was because I learned some stuff because I remember that case when I was young. That was like a big thing. And I was going to ask you not to get into the episode, but this is sort of a side thing on that. How long? Because that kind of killed her. I know she didn't like go off the air right away, but it did kind of.
I think she might have stayed around a couple years.
Yeah,
but I don't want to say anything else, but
Bugs kind of watch it.
I almost gave something away that you may not know, so that makes me laugh.
So, anyways, guys, I think we did most of our plugging, but on Facebook, be sure to join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound. Still Flesh Wound Radio group, and be sure to like the Flesh Wound
Facebook page.
That'll change it, but yeah, the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound, it should come up for you. And also, again, Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for all of our exclusive and uncensored stuff. As you can imagine, listening to us here, that it does actually get worse. Fleshwoundfeatures.com and all that good stuff. And we got a lot coming your way. Now's a good time to join the Patreon if you haven't.
We need to cover Waco.
Yes.
Waco, yes. I didn't finish it yet, but
I haven't even started it, so
I'm almost done. I think I got one episode.
I've gone through it twice, so
you'll be on your third by the time we're ready. So
I'm good to go. It'll be perfect. I still believe.
I wanted it to be John Leguizamo's character from The Pest that joins the
team. That's funny. Wrap it, dude.
All right, good night, guys. Thank you.